Melanie Decker and David Sinclair live in the studio. Hi there. Melanie, you're originally from Holland, or?
My family is Dutch, all of them. Mm. And no, I'm born in Canada.
In
Vancouver.
Vancouver, uh-huh.
Well, born in Calgary, but my home is Vancouver.
I want to wake up with you wrapped inside me. I want to hold your eyes open, be the first thing you see. I want to talk about everything and nothing. I want you to laugh at me.
Blush. Were you thinking what I was thinking of? Did I catch you by surprise?
Do you see a happy ending in my eyes? I wanna be too much. I wanna be enough. I want you to profess your love. I want you to call me for no good reason. That's reason enough. Don't stop, don't stop. My mind, discuss possibilities just because.
Did I just see you blush? Were you thinking what I was thinking of? Did I catch you by surprise?
Do you see a happy ending? Did I just see you blush?
Why are you playing this kind of music?
Oh.
When
I was younger, maybe like most people, I listened to my parents' music because at that time we were without headphones and iPads and iPhones and those sorts of things. So I was subjected to things like Willie Nelson and Crystal Gayle and Leon Redbone and ABBA. And that's probably a big part of my influence. Mm. And later on, I enjoyed bands like The Police and solo artists like Cyndi Lauper and Madonna. So maybe you roll it all up in one ball and but maybe it probably wouldn't taste all very good together. But
you must be learning very fast. You're so young, I mean. Got it all.
Well, we don't get younger, but maybe music keeps us young.
Mm.
I'd like to be yours. I'd like you to say she's mine, oh mine, par for the course. I've fallen in love this time. I love to dance all over the world with you. I do. I dream of the chance that I'll be the one you choose. I'm a distant star, praying for your. A path that leads to your door and leave a sign. It only leaves you wanting more. I'm a distant star, praying for your heart. For now I watch you from afar. Saddest words of tongue and pen, the saddest I've heard. Oh, it might have been, it might have been. I'm a distant star, praying for your heart. For now I watch you from afar. It's not so bad, no, no, not at all. But at the end of the day, another day has faded away. I'm a distant star, praying for your heart. For now I watch you from afar. It's not so bad, no. Another day has faded away.
Thank you. When did you start? When you were...
I started Shortly after my brother got a guitar, because I was very jealous. And I was determined to, of course, have what my brother had, and I had to wait. My parents had enough energy and money for lessons for one, because they didn't want to put us into something for, okay, let's just take lessons and everything and see how it goes. It was like, you can do this when you really want to do it. And my brother was, he's still a very convincing guy, so he wanted guitar lessons. I just waited in my room, listened to him practice What Shall We Do with the Drunken Sailor for about 2 months. And I thought, when is it going to be my turn? I will not learn that song. I'll learn another one. And it became my turn. So my brother still knows how to play What Shall We Do with the Drunken Sailor. And yeah, that kind of started it all. And I was about 13, 14 years old.
This shirt I am wearing seems much prettier now than when you gave it to me. How it makes me lonely. Our love's at the junkyard, in the back of our old car. Our love's standing on the corner where we kissed a thousand times or out of everything we once had it all. It still seems messy and weird. I close my eyes to bring you near. Our love's at the junkyard.
Thank you.
So folk music is popular in Vancouver?
We have a very popular big folk festival called the Vancouver Folk Festival. Mm. It's very international. But living on our coast, we have very popular artists, ones that we all know internationally, like Joni Mitchell. Mm. Maybe less known internationally, but also very popular, Valdi and Ken Fitty. So yeah, it's it kind of breeds folk type musicians and also audience because people live very close, how do we say, to the earth on the West Coast. We like to live more organically somehow. Yeah, there's a lot of space, a lot of deer and a lot of woods. And so, yeah, maybe more listeners.
You're recording in California and in Nashville? Or
I made a both? Recording in California in 2007 and 2008. Mm-hmm. That was a record company deal. I loved it. It was in Sonoma, California, where some of the best red wines come from. So that didn't hurt the project at all, I don't think. And I go to Nashville just to stay in the loop. And it's quite exciting to be around a lot of songwriters. Even your taxi cab driver is a songwriter.
So, uh-huh.
Yeah.
I've been playing with Melanie since I played on a recording of hers in 2010.
Mm.
And since then, I've done several tours with her, both in Europe and we played a bunch in Canada as well.
Mm-hmm. And
I know most of the songs now.
Before that, you played in a band or solo?
I played in many bands and with many artists, touring and recording.
Uh-huh. Also studio work.
Yeah, lots of studio work for films and TV. And
Why are you playing with Melanie?
No, I like to.
Okay, that's a good answer.
Yeah, it's really fun music and Melanie's great to tour with. Mm-hmm. And we play for appreciative audiences who listen.
Zorgen brengen je nergens. One, 2, 3, 4. Sometimes sleep won't come easy when it's time for bed. So enjoy the rising sun. Listen to what your heart says. There's no need to toss and turn. Just read the writing on the wall. Worry gets you nowhere, gets you nowhere, gets you nowhere. Nowhere, nowhere, nowhere. Reasons you can't grasp, but it turns out everything's fine, and now you've said words you can't take back. Oh, your mind can waste your time and throw you down a waterfall. Worry gets you nowhere, gets you nowhere.
Thank you very much.
Een jonge meid uit Vancouver en een wat oudere gitarist, ook uit Vancouver. Ik vroeg haar waarom ze dit soort muziek speelt. En dat komt onder andere doordat ze het om zich heen hoorde. Pop en folk en heel veel muziek. Want in die tijd had je natuurlijk geen koptelefoons. Althans, ze werden niet heel vaak gebruikt zoals tegenwoordig. Zo iedereen moest maar horen wat pa en ma aanzetten. Ze begon omdat ze een beetje jaloers was op haar broer. Die had een gitaar en die speelde Drunken Sailor. Dus dat hij steeds op te oefenen. En dat vond ze maar niks. Dus ze wou wat anders doen. En dat deed ze dan ook later. Verder is folkmuziek echt typisch iets ook voor het westen van Canada. Daar is de natuur heel dicht bij de mens. Of de mens heel dicht bij de natuur. En folk zit ook dichtbij dan. Ze speelt dus met gitarist David Sinclair. En die is heel erg ervaren. Studiomuzikant is ook geweest. En heeft onder andere met Katie Lang gespeeld. Ken je nou gewoon. Maar goed, zal ik eens wat muziek draaien?